Friends like to be close to friends, don't they? Ah, come on. Your friend of your wife, don't you like to hug her every now and then? Friend of the brother, don't you like to hug? I love hugging the brothers. I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a great strength. You can sense the strength of the physical being and also the spiritual being. I love hugging the brothers. I do. Now, I do. You may not. That's why my hugs are not phony. That's why they're not superficial. That's why I'm not this little jelly roll kind of a hug. I hug the brothers. Hallelujah. I hug men. Ak. My brothers. Ak. Ak. My ak. I hug them. That's it. Yes, ma'am. And I love doing it. So we love the adulterers and the adulteress that don't love hugging the world. They love the world. You understand. Now they will criticize the man of Yah, but the whore's daughter and the wicked son, they will not. Well, Pastor Roberts could let them know. Pastor Roberts let them do nothing. They're not coming here. Yeah. The reason they're not coming is because of you. If it wasn't for you, maybe then a different attitude. But because of you. If I got mama, no, she's a fool. What I need the son or the daughter for? If I got the daddy and he's a fool, what I need the mama or the daddy for? What I need? No. If I got mama, she's sweet and tender, then daddy, he's submissive and different ball game, brother. You understand. When you rebel, when you recall it, what do you think? Come on. To hell with that. Well, Pastor Roberts, your superlatives are not choice. Oh, that's all right. Yah is angry with the wicked every day. Who are the wicked? The Rasha, those that defy the Torah of Yah. So be a friend of the world as an enemy of Yah. I want you to hear this in Shirach, the wisdom of Shirach. And maybe I may ask you to answer this. It says in Shirach, it says this. Shirach says, keep yourself far from your oyeb, your enemy, your enemies. Now we know that the world, to be friends with the world, we're an enemy of Yah. So Yah is far from his enemies. So if we are enemies of Yah, if he commands us, he's commanding us of his expression, his mitzvah, the way he operates. So if he commands us to stay far from our enemies, he is far from those that are enemies of his. The adulterers and the adulteress, the no'af, those that love idolatry and pagan practices, he is far from them. He said, keep yourself far from the enemy. And look at this, he said, and be on guard, Shema, toward your friend. You should be on guard, shouldn't you? Because you never know what they're going to do you? Huh? I know we're going to answer that way because that's the way we think. Let me read a little further. Let me give you some clarity. He says, Shemach, Shemach, your friend. Shemach, keep guard. Watch them. Is Joshua our friend? Does he watch over us? Why? Why you watch your friends? Because it says this, when you watch your Reach, he says this, a faithful friend is a study or a sturdy shelter. A faithful friend. A faithful Reach. You can cry. You can trust. You can time. That's what a faithful friend is. He that has found one has found a treasure. That's all right. I like that. What a friend we have in Yeshua. We see my friend is Yeshua. No, I know that Yeshua is in my brother, my Ach, and in the Isha. Hallelujah. And the only power of his Sadiq that we are going to see is in one another. So when a man finds a Reach, sister finds a friend, she has found one that is a sturdy shelter. And what you find in friends is a great treasure. That's why Yah talked to Moshe face to face. No mean that he literally saw him face to face. And the words of his power were amplified in Moses. He talked to him face to face like a friend. Do we not have the great treasures in Almighty Yah? Do we not find the riches of Yah in Yeshua? So he is a friend unto Israel. So Rabban, that's why he says, Shema, your friend, to watch, to be careful with your friend, that they will not fall because you know you have a great treasure. Sisters call themselves friends, and they don't even watch for each other. They will justify one another's wickedness. There's no camaraderie and no intimacy. They defy one, telling their child something or correcting them. You tell me that's a friend, that's a damn wicked one. Say this, and I don't care if my aunt is listening. She called me the other day, and she may be listening, who knows. But I watched that with her and my mother, and I knew it was wicked as hell. And all of us were not worth a piece of jack, a piece of a rocks droppings. We're wicked as hell, all of us. But yet they tried to justify and try to give them some kind of sense of pride. They were haughty with each other. It was wrong. And I never wanted to be like that. I didn't want their ways. I didn't want to incorporate their ways in my life. So you should not. That's what you do. If I'm your friend, you watch me. And you watch for me. That's what a friend does. Hallelujah. That's why when you find a friend, you find something that is of a great treasure. You don't have friends because you don't have the friendship. You're an adulteress and an adulteress. You love the friendship of the world, but you don't love the Reach of Yisrael. And so that's why you can't be friends. That's why you can't be intimate with brothers and sisters, because you're full of your own damnable idolatrous practice. You can fellowship with the world and have friendship, but none with Yah's people. You are damn swine, what you are. Don't give that which is kadosh and right to dogs and swines. That's great. He has ordained a matriarch, wave his people to be a strength. Help each other. To look after each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when you love Israel, you speak to Israel. What to cut? I intend for the words to cut. I intend for your sins to be identified. You a hypocrite. That's why you keep going back to the same thing. Hallelujah. He says a faithful friend. One that is faithful. One that is faithful, one that is there, is like a sturdy, strong shelter. That's what they are. And you have found one, you that have found one, has found a treasure. So I want you to be my friend. Hallelujah. That we may have a treasure in one another. There is nothing so precious as a faithful friend. That's what Yah wants. He wants Israel to be his friend. And no scale can measure his, her excellence. Do you understand that? No scale. Well, Pastor Roberts, you cannot talk for me at times. Son, I'm your friend. And faithful. We're wounded. A faithful friend will tell you the truth. Is Joshua faithful? Is he our friend? Does he not reprove us? He does not set us straight. That's a faithful friend. A liar will tell you lies. Oh, you look all right, honey. No, you look like a fool, woman. Oh, you're all right. Don't care what nobody say. No, you look a mess, man. Don't care what Pastor Robert say. You're a strong man. No, you're a weak man. Well, what he say doesn't bother me. No, you're Jezebel. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, we will teach things that will build us up and give us this euphoric and make you happy. But this is the day of cutting. I cut the meat today now. Do you understand? This is the time of cutting. This is when the battle lasts. This is when the sword of the rock is drawn. So when you find a faithful friend, there is nothing more precious. The scales of that one. That's what Yah wants. That whatever it takes, Yah. You know, we first even had that our epiphany, that transformation. We would always say, whatever it takes, I'll do it. That's what a friend is. There is no scale. There's no mountain. They will not challenge for the Most High. There's nothing that they will not do. Because Yahshua, he paid it all. He paid it all, brothers and sisters. He did not give a partial part of himself. He gave it all. He paid the whole price. He is the propitiation, the price of fullness, and everything else covered from that generation to this one and the ones to come. So he was a faithful friend. You cannot measure on the scale what he's done for us. So when we find a friend in Yeshua, we become friends of Israel. There's nothing, no greater than that. What it says that a friend, a faithful friend, it is an elixir. You know, elixir, you know, when folks drink sweet whiskey or something like that. But a faithful friend is an elixir of life. And those that fear Yah, listen to me. A faithful friend is an elixir. It is what an elixir, it is a form, it is a metal that really purifies or turned metal into gold. It is a drink. It's a sweetener. And so a faithful friend is an elixir. That's what a faithful friend is. Now the only way you're going to find one, it says in Jeremiah, whosoever fears Yah finds one. Hallelujah. You don't have one because you don't fear Yah. Whoever fear Yah finds one. Now, I don't care if Shirach read that of the wisdom of Solomon. That's truth there. Whosoever fear Yah finds a faithful friend. Hallelujah. When Yahshua found you, did you not realize he was a friend? You found a man of Yah that tells you the truth until it cuts, until it breaks the shackles of bondage, separates you from this wicked world. They cause your mind to be enmity against Yah, that you compromise with the world. You say it's all right, you compromise. That's your mother, means nothing. My mother are those that do the will of Yah. I've never forgotten that. I remember I was an ignorant young man, had no knowledge of truth. But when I read that, I knew it was right. And I never forget saying to my natural mother, my mother is that one that does the will of Yah and obey the word of Yah, that hear the word of Yah. That's my mother. And believe me, brothers and sisters, it wasn't long that spread throughout the community. Those saw me, said, I saw your mama. That's your mama. Don't forget that. I would just look at them. And I knew what she had done to try to make me look as though that I was this uncaring, uncompassionate man. But it did not make me any different. I was resolved. I was firm in my resolve. And I was not about to alter that for my natural mother or my natural brothers or anyone. I say, they that do the will of Yah, that's my mother, that's my brother, that's my sister. Those that hear the word, those that love Yah, those that do not, they're not my brothers and sisters. So I'm not your mother. I say, if you do the will of Yah, if you don't, you're not. And it did not take long. Those that I had no association with, they would see me. I saw your mother, and she said, when the last time you saw us? I don't go there. I don't participate in the activities. I'm not going to be a part of it. The drug runners go there, and they hang there. You little hoe's daughters and their hoe's ways and sons, their feminine ways, and you strengthen them. And then you try to castrate the Sadiq of Yah. You strengthen the hands of the wicked, you're an abomination. Woe unto them that call evil tov and tov evil. Bitter, sweet, sweet, bitter. Put wickedness for tov and tov for wickedness. You're an abomination unto Yah. Say she's nice, she's not nice. She doesn't want to hear Yah, she's a Jezebel. She's a dog birthed out of hell. I was reading the other day as I was reading the book of Yahshua. And you know, as I began, because I want to finish my book on this polygamy, this duplicity, this dual marriages. And as I read, I saw something so clear that out of the seed of Adam and Shiva, Eve, came this wicked dynamics. And we saw it expressed in Cain. And we see what came out of Cain, Lamech, that he began to take wives, his own two sisters. He took them and he married them. He took them. And so we saw out of that, and as I see in Methuselah, as I see in Abraham, as I see in Noach, I see the righteous and you see the wickedness. Abraham's Avad was a wicked man, his idols and his depravity. And so the man that established that, he was not a Shudik, he was not a Shudik man. And we fall prey to the wickedness of the world because we don't have our eyes on Yahshua. That's what we did. That's why Sarah, she had no business giving Abraham Haggai. She was out of place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean it's right because she did that. He has suffered many things. Has he not suffered? Come on, look what he suffered with me past week. Look what he suffered with you on yesterday. Look what he suffered with me. We count the long suffering of Yah as salvation. We count it as Yeshua. We're regular people. We count it as salvation. That's what we count. We need men to blow the trumpet into Zion. Hallelujah. We've heard the clarinets too long. We need the trumpets in Zion. And cut this sin. The young men may cleanse themselves, their ways, by taking heed. They're not going to cleanse themselves any other way, but by taking heed, by taking the direct assault on their minds by the word of Yah. Let that be the sword that cut and rid them of their corrupt ways. So an adulterous man and an adulterous woman, they're friends, they love the world. You that find a faithful friend because you fear Yah. You don't fear Yah, you will never find a faithful friend. Hallelujah. And there will be an excellent companion for you. Hallelujah. You don't have friends with one another because you don't fear Yah. You don't fear Yah, you're not going to be friends with the brothers. You don't fear Yah, you're going to be friends with the sisters. You choose those that you associated with, you're familiar with. My sister, to hell with your sister. My brother, hell with your brother. Yeshua is a friend of Israel. My concern is for Israel. My concern is for Israel. Period. Understand our sister here is suffering, but that's something that's going to be carried through his course. You catch a call, it's going to go through his course. That's just the fact of the matter. He's going to run his course. We give Yah Torah and everything. We just Torah Yah. That's what we do. We are very emotional people. We get involved emotionally. That's why I said to the sisters, you all go pray. Because I know what they do. You get involved emotionally and you don't do nothing. You create a spirit that is unclean. Doubt, fears. You're going to be all right, mama. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're all right. I'm an observer of things. I watch. Because that's how you learn. Hallelujah. I learned that way. So I watch my brother. What are you peeping at Brother Dale's window? For what? I don't want to do that. I haven't been in his house but one time. And that's it. Probably never get back there again. I know I'm welcome, but I'm a boring thing. Hallelujah. I don't need to peep in his house. I can tell in his walk. I can tell in his facial expression. I can tell in his countenance. That's all I need to see. Come on. I can tell when he walks in the dining hall. That's all I need to see. I don't sit there and observe him and watch and say, let me see if he think I'm looking. Pastor Rob watching me for what? Like hell. I need to watch you. He said that they just watch me for what? What do I need to watch you for? Tell me. I know you're deprived and your mind is wicked. Do not have to watch. I see that. Hallelujah. Now, sure didn't have to watch the Pharisee. He knew what was in man. He knew what was in the love of man. If the word of Yah is a discern of the very thought and the intent of the love, isn't it? So I can teach this and it discerns and it shows me the intent of our own love. I tell brothers, I talk to them, I say, brother, I can tell what, I can just sense, I understand you, even your emotions, even your attitude. I can see it in your forehead, your expression. So when a man finds a friend, it's because he fears Yah. An adulterous Jezebel will never fear Yah. An adulterous man will never fear Yah. They practice idolatry. They will never have friends. That's why they're friends of the world, because they hate Yah. They don't fear Yah. When a man fears Yahweh, he will find a friend. Do you have a friend? Well, I have a friend, this young man. I have friends. Come on. Ah, my friend, Brother Yosef. You my friend, Brother Yosef? Absolutely. I like that. Hallelujah. 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 I get reassured from him more than anyone. What do you mean? Because of his humbleness, he's not combative. He never combated with me. Sure. I despise a combative Jezebel woman. Her mouth is filthy. It's vile. There's no precious than a beautiful daughter that's quiet and meek without fight. Well, Pastor Roberts, your whole set down. Woman that's quiet. I watch some of these Jezebelese and they talk that talk. Go to hell. Hallelujah. Get quiet. That doesn't make any difference. I'm still going to preach. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm glad you don't like me. I'm glad of that. I'm a warrior. And I'm tough too. No, I'm not the strongest, but I'm tough. That I am. Not that, but that I am. D-A-T, that. That I am. You're boasting? No, I'm just telling you. That's it. Not that. That it. Hallelujah. We better have men that are not afraid to draw the sword. I was looking the other day and I saw that big old sword that Deacon Horn made me. That thing was heavy. I got to get me another one. We build the other part of the tabernacle. I'm going to have me one so I can go out there and pull it out of his seat. Give me another one. That one was too heavy. Even Cold Iron couldn't handle that one. That one was too heavy. That thing weighed 40 pounds. I picked it up with us. I said, we sell this to the strap yard. Nothing I can do with this. Getting older, can't handle that. I want me one that's light, a few pounds, so I can work it. I can work it. His yoke is easy, isn't it? And this word, this burden is light. I would have saw it that way. See, this sword is light. Ultra light. But it's quote, as they would say when I was a kid, it's bad to the bone. Unquote. It's bad. That's something your husband was saying. It's bad to the bone. He still talks like that. Bad to the bone. It's bad. It's bad. Hope my dad is bad to the bone. This is right. You understand? It cuts. It separates. It pierces. That's what the word of God does. Pierces. Cut. Show us the wickedness. I want to be a friend of Yeshua. Not a friend of the world. Because if I'm a friend of the world, that's enmity against Yah. It is a hatred that is so vilified. It is a hatred that is so strong. That those, that's what he says, as I read first Shaul, be not deceived. So we deceive ourselves, don't we? Ah, we do that. It's a hatred. Oh, I love Yah, you're a damn liar. Scripture tells me if you a friend of the world, if there's re'ah, friendship of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. If there's an intimacy, if there's a robustness that you sense, you're an enemy of Yah. These are not my words. This is what the book says. And I'm laying line upon line, 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 precept, precept, here little and there little. That's what the word of Yah says. Has nothing to do with me. When a man is carnally minded, he works and he operates in death. When a man is spiritually minded, he operates in the high of Yah. He operates in life. He operates in the power of Yeshua. When a man is carnal mindedly, he operates in the spirit of death, Mutha, Mavath, that death emanates from him. It's the power of his words. Don't you know, Yada, to be carnally minded is enmity against Yah. For the carnal mind, the natural mind, receive not the Torah, Yah, the things of Yah, neither can it be subject. So the Torah of Yah teaches you the aspects of Yah, and you're not subject to it. You say, I will not obey it. You're a fool. You're wicked. You're an adulteress and an adulteress. You're an enemy of Yah. You're not his friend. Yeshua is not the sweet thing that fills your belly and cause life to rise up in you. He is not that sweet pulsating thing that flows from the bosom of Yah. He is not that at all. There is nothing more precious than a faithful friend. And no scales can measure their excellence. None whatsoever. There's nothing any greater than a friend. And Yah says, if you are a friend of the world, I know you're my enemy. He knows his enemy because they have this great honor and this great esteeming, this great fellowship and friendship with the world. They're his enemy because they're plotting against Yah. They're plotting. Well, that's my mama. She's plotting against Yah. Now, what if her words are going to tell you of the excellence of Yeshua and turn your mind to Yeshua? It's always against in a subtle world. Was not Shaitan the most subtle creature in the garden? And they're subtle agents of hell. I don't care if it's a Jezebel mama, your daddy, it makes no difference. Adulterous daddy, they're subtle as hell. And they use the primacy of their power because we associate them with those that loved us. and they're subtle as hell, and they're wicked, and they operate under the covering of darkness, their minds, and all that this enemy needed with Shofar was just a little entrance. Well, I can cuddle him with this. His mama, she's wicked. This daddy, he's wicked. My daughter, she's wicked. My son, he's wicked. It's better for them to never have heard than to hear and turn their back. They're not even fit. They're not even fit for the kingdom. You know, I've watched women that men, women are silly. And I say this, I have a wife. The scripture talks about silly women laid with sin. That's why you daughters must be daughters. You must be virtuous daughters. You understand? And I watch women that think, well, he said he want to get right. He want to serve Yah. And I will look at them. How many times I've heard that? They're so silly. They don't even understand. They operate in emotionalism. They have no understanding of reality. Well, he wants to get right, Pastor. He wants to do right. That the fool doesn't want to get right. And I've never seen one that happened with. There's only one man when I met him, Brother John Lindsay. When I met the man, the little hard-headed thing, thought he was tough, but he didn't realize I would knock him out. And I told him, man, I'll knock you out, man. You get out of the house. You marry the woman. You got babies, but you marry her. The only man. The only man. Hallelujah. The only man. You know what? He met a man. He would testify. I was not a man, but this man. Many times sitting over there. His tears. Many times we together, Pastor Roberts. That's why he loved me. That's why he loved me. Did you get hard on him? Well, you weren't around. That's right, son. Tell me, I bust your head, little man. I don't care what you think. I crack your back. What did you mean, preacher? You going to fight Brother Lindsay? No, I wasn't going to fight Brother Lindsay. He understood that. He understood what he was dealing with. That's what he was. Hallelujah. But I've seen that with silly women. He wants to get right. He's not going to get right. Because you're not right. You're more interested in a man than you are the man. He's not going to get right. Hallelujah. It's one thing about a man, once he goes out there and finds something, he's not coming back to that what he's left. Period. Very few men do that. They despise it. Even the scripture talks about that. If a man divorces a woman, he shouldn't go back to that. She's what? Go on. That's the truth. They ain't coming back. They literally despise them. That's why I say you women don't do your man wrong. You got a man. Your wife, you got a man, you got to do him right. You can act like a fool all you want to. I'm not talking about an effeminate thing. I ain't talking about a man. A man. I like saying that. Man. Hey, man. See, that's what men, when they sit and talk to another man, they say, hey, man, how you doing? That's what men do. Hey, man. Is that so? Oh, you brothers say that around there, each other. Listen, old Brother Pat talking, man, you man, I'm telling you. And man, man, man. Man sees a man in the streets. Hey, man. Man, he knows he's dealing with another man because there's always there's a regard for him. How you doing? Hey, man, how's everything? Sure does. Man, I have more strangers speaking to me than anyone. That's the truth. They always. Hey, hey. And of course, I make people feel at ease, too. How you doing, man? How's everything? Oh, how you doing? How you doing? I wasn't sure the day this Caucasian man, he walks in, so he looks at me. He says, how you doing? He never met me a day in his life. He looks at me, starts smiling. How you doing? I said, I'm all right. How you doing, sir? How's everything? He's all right. Never seen him a day in my life. Wouldn't see him again. Wouldn't know him again if I would not know him. If I saw him. So we think about a man. When he sees a man, he says, that's a man there. That's a man's man. That's a man's man. See, I'd rather be around a man's man than around an effeminate man. Because you find an effeminate man, they have no loyalty to friendship. Because if you're not, you don't fear Yah, you don't even know what friendship is. You don't know what the Reach of Yah is. Son, if you don't fear Yah, you don't know what the friendship of Yah is. You love the world. Well, that's mama. She's a Jezebel. Despise Yah. I'm glad what Brother Josh did. Yahshua. Now, touching my children. Okay, what mama say? And you got that emotional attachment, but that's all right. He's a man, isn't he? Huh? You'd rather have him than mama. I'd rather you have him than mama, too. Hallelujah. You got a husband, man. Come on, daughter. He knows what he's doing. I didn't tell him to do that. The Torah, the power within him told him to do that. Because he loves his young'un more than grandmama. Whether you believe that or not. Hallelujah. That is bone of his bone. That flesh of his flesh. And look what he gave him. Two little girls. Ahava. And Hadassah. Come on. to a girl is. Even when he's tough, he can be tough. I know that. But see, he brings a tenderness in him. Two little girls bring tenderness to him, all right? Hallelujah. 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 That's right. Wasn't my instruction. It was the fear of Yah. Instructions of Yah. Filthy lips kissing them. Putting that slob on them. Let them Jezebel kiss them.
Hallelujah.
He's got to kiss them cheeks. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't take back one word. Who are you talking to? Well, I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
You adulterers and adulterers that are friends of the world. And to you, Israel, it is correction upon you. Hallelujah. I'll read a few more verses before I close, but I will continue here on next Shabbat. Is that all right? All right then. I'm going to finish this, whether you like it or not. Make sure different. It says in the book of Esdras, listen, in 3rd Esdras, Esdrath, it says this, in the 7th chapter, the 20th verse, it says this, listen. It says, for there be, or there are many that perish in this life. There are many that perish. Many that lose sight on Yah. There are many that perish in this life. Listen. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. There are many that perish. And when one perishes, there is no remembrance. Their root is dug up. When something perishes, there's no root left. Nothing whatsoever. We were out the other day, and we were weeding. We had picked some corn, and I said, come on, brothers. We're going to weed this where the blueberries are. There's a process of weeding. And the way you weed, you don't have to worry about the weeds reviving themselves. That's the way you weed. And as a young boy, I used to watch. I said to the brothers, the first thing when you weed, when you get over anxious and trying to eradicate them all, you're going to become very despondent in the job, and you're going to do a sorry job. So when you weed, you just. I used to watch my grandmother get out there in that cotton field as a young lad. She wasn't doing like this. She just, home. Huh? Come on, mama, you know what I'm talking about. Am I right? Just hold it. Didn't have to hold hard. Just she knew exactly what she was doing. Just turn them old weeds up, little root up. Just she, if she'd been out there like that, the old farmer, he wouldn't last long. Hot. She'd get out there and hold. My grandma was a big woman too, man. She was big. Just hold. You say amen to that, mama? All right then. She knows her better than I did because she knew. But I watch her hold like that. She wasn't out there brazen. She just hold. I said, now this is how you hold, brothers. Because when you hold like this, you see what you're doing. You don't exert yourself. Oh, you're going to sweat, but that's all right. You get more down like that. Just take your time. That's all it. And you'll get it down that way. You eradicate the weeds. You'll make sure that that these old weeds that creep up and always rise up, that you will eradicate them. So it is with the things of Yah. So you get the root of that. For to perish, for to have no power to sustain life. Now hear me. For there be many that perish in this life. That perish. There's no life, the root of the Ahava of Yah. So a man has the root of the Hava of Yah in him. He has the Zira, the seed. You must have the root, and the root is the Ahava. And that root brings forth the seed, it brings forth this power, it brings forth the word of life, Yeshua. So there are many that perish in this life. Why? 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 Because they despise, they have disdain, they hate, they reject, they say it's vile, they say it's worthless, because they despise the Torah of Yah that is set before them. That's why they perish. So when a man despises the Torah of Yeshua, he perishes. You can tell a dead tree. There's one tree we need to pull up out here. It's dead. Among all of those trees that are vibrant with life, that tree is dead from the root. It's black. The limbs are brittle. There's nothing there. It's a dead tree. And that's the way it is with an effeminate man. He's dead. There's no life. When a man has life, you will see it. When a woman, see, when she's an adulteress, she has no life because she's a friend of the world. When a man loves Yah, you will see the vibrance and the brilliancy of Yah in him. That's what you want. You want a man that fears Yah and keeps the Torah of Yah. Well, he doesn't understand. Yes, he does understand. He doesn't express things verbally like you. He doesn't have that capacity because his thoughts are more intense on things that are relevant. We just think different than you. That's just a fact. I don't think like Sister Robert. What's funny to her is not funny to me. I'm not a laugh. I don't laugh much. But a time of great sorrows is not a time to be gritty and skinny like a chestnut cat. It's time for soberness, to be sober. Hallelujah. You get enough laughter. Time to laugh. Time to cry. Is it time to dance? Is it time to sit down and shut up? Time to be quiet. Time to be humble. Sure it is. So when a man and those that perish from the root, when something perished, the root is gone. And when there is no love, any man say he loves Yah, keeps not his mitzvah, his commands, the authority of Yahshua. He's a flat out liar. And there is no truth in the man. So when a man takes the truth, the Torah of Yah, and he substitutes it with this emotional driven concept, he has no root in him. He has no life. Period. Same thing with an adulterous woman. When she becomes so careful for the world, she's more afraid of offending the world than she is Yah. She doesn't care what she says. Silly women laden with sin. That's what it says. Carried away with every kind of diverse lust and every kind of foolish thought, every kind of foolish words. Well, that's my son, but he wants to serve. Yeah, but Pastor Roberts ain't going to let him like hell. He's not coming back here. Your daughter either. They don't want to serve Yah. They love what they're doing. They love their sins. They love it. They don't want the light to shine. Hallelujah. Because if anyone wants to hear this preach, they can hear him. Go on the internet. They can hear him. Well, they tell you that because they know you're gullible and silly. They ain't trying to get back. They don't want to get back to Yah. And Yah's not going to let them get back. But a man puts his hand to the plow and turns his back. Your daughters and sons are not even fit for the kingdom. To lay hold onto Yahshua and to say, go to hell. You're not fit. I don't care what you think. I don't believe that. When Israel laid hold onto the bread and they sinned and committed adultery, Yah will wipe them out by the thousands. He will kill them like you kill dogs. Yah has not changed. If for some reason we think there's a special preference for your wicked daughter, your son, you are a fool. You are flat out jackass of a fool. He cares for Israel. To hell with your daughter, your son. And that's a fact. Brother Shaul, I will not stop using the kind of superlatives. My speech is crude because I'm an ignorant man. And so I'm not worried about what vernacular language I speak in. Long as the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, reveals unto Israel, don't be a friend of the world. Because if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. You're not his friend and you do not care. I will read this before I close. Hallelujah. It says in Tehillim, Psalms, listen. Hallelujah. David, in the battle of all of his great conflicts, he had a confidence of the great ability of Yah. Even though I'm battling against my enemies, my oyeb, those that hate me and those that hate you, it is one thing that the hand of Yah will always find. Listen to this. Just listen. Listen to Tehillim, Psalms 21. Read the whole chapter. Listen. Don't worry about finding it. Psalms 21, verse 8. David said, your hand reaches all of your enemies. that the hand of Yah does. O ye, those that hate him. His hand reaches all of his enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that zone, that hate you. You tell me that no one hates Yah? If you are a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. And Yah's right hand find out all those that zone. That possess this detestable hatred for you. That's what the sone is. It is a hatred that vilifies Yah. Well, I know he said that a bit, but it's a hatred that is intense. It is one that despises him, that says he's despicable, that says Yah is vile. His right hand, his hands find all of his enemies. And Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. He has found out all those that shonti, that hate him. A friend of the world is an enemy of Yah. Those that love the world, they're enemies of Yah. I said to you, sisters, you all have a capability and talent. That is great. The world has dumbed our women down to not even dumb jackasses. You have the ability to sew, to design beautiful garments that you can array yourself in that brings out the excellence of the beauty of Yahshua. Hallelujah. You have the power to do it. Hallelujah. We are lazy as hell. There's no willingness. We can settle up all day long. Hallelujah. You have the power to do that. Hallelujah. We rely upon this wicked world. Hallelujah. You can dress it in a way that's beautiful. Hallelujah. And men will say, who is this one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sure they will. You've lost that pure virtue, the sewing and all of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know how to, as Granny would do, put something in the covert for the winner. Put that little amount of money in her breast and say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And buy the 10 cents a yard, 15 cents a yard stuff, and make pretty frocks. And no one knew where they came from. We got this worldly mentality. No, I never said that all the women, I say this woman, I will set the pattern in mouth. This woman will now. And no doubt about that. This one will. Yeah, this one will. I have no compunction with that. She will do it. Hallelujah. Because that's my command. Hallelujah. That's my command for this woman. And that's the command of Yah to Israel. That we dress in the garment of Siddiq. The righteousness of Yah. The clean garment. These vile sissies and perverts. We got to get back to the way that's right. Hallelujah. That's what we got to get back to. Sure we must. That's what I said. Don't add to what I say. And don't take. If you don't know what I said, just come ask me. I will tell you what I said. Hallelujah. I will tell you. Hallelujah. I will tell you what I said. I'm not fearful of you not to tell you what I said. I had a woman to call me the other day from New Mexico. And she had the same last name, Tony, and his. What was the name? Torgilio? Okay, well she had that last name. So she calls me. She said, Pastor Roberts, she was at work. She said, all these years, I've been under this thing and it's wrong. And they deceived me all these years. All these years. I said, well, sister, what told the Yah because they didn't be with you. You have come to the light of the truth. You did not find me for you not to hear truth. That's why you call. She said, I just found you and this is the first one I call. I said, all right, go back to the website. Send me your address and I'll send you some material. She did that. But you could sense in the woman's, even in her voice, as you could sense the weeping as she broke. I said, you are the kind that I love dealing with. I can talk to you. I don't mind answering your question. It's the Jezebels that I don't like. Well, you don't sound as though you're this. You wicked Jezebel. You wicked thing. There's nothing more beautiful than a daughter of Zion that's quiet. Her walk is quiet. She's not arrogant. She's not haughty. She's not trying to show off her wares. You teach your daughters that. They're ignorant because you're ignorant. You never get a man because of your wares, honey, because there are women out there with titties bigger than yours. Hips. You understand? If that's what draws a man, then you are a fool. You understand? The women out there that the world calls voluptuous, they have no one. Never had a relationship. Never had nothing stable. It is the beauty of a wife that men honors when they see a wife. Hallelujah. That's why I say to all your daughters around here, the men, whether you all believe that or not, you may think they're dumb, but they're not. They know what is beautiful, and they know what they don't like. And that's a fact. I'm just telling you. I don't care whether you're old or young. That's the truth, mama. And they're not blind. They see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Superficial. You find more superficial women than men. You really do. Women are very disingenuous. Say they love each other and you're full of lies. Man, just flat out tell you, I don't like you. It's one thing about Earl, he's not going to cut no corners. He flat out tell you. What did you say, mama? Say that so I can hear you? All right, you all hear that, see? Well, that's your opinion of him. No, that's a fact of the man. He doesn't. No. You will know. That's the way men are. Women are superficial. Well, just do that. That's all right. No. You look a mess. All that hanging out. See that stuff? Cover yourself, daughter. Come on, tell them that. Your mothers tell them that. What's wrong with that? I said this. Sister Robert said one thing about Sister Horn all these years. She's always dressed in a way that she covers herself. She has always. Come on, daughters of Zion. When you got stuff hanging off you, you don't want nobody seeing that. You don't wear certain things that you can see through that and all that. You don't wear that. You just don't wear it. I'm telling you that. You don't wear it. It doesn't look right. Do you understand me? Come on. It doesn't look right. You don't want to see nobody. You sit down in your back and all that hanging there. That's wrong. It's not nice looking. Not that someone is trying to look at it, but it's visible. Well, I'm not gonna back down. Your daughter's dressed in a way that makes yourself look nice. Hallelujah. If you're heavy like me, just put on something big enough. I'm not trying to wear nothing tight. I want something big enough. You understand? Come on. You get offended all you want to make something different. Sister Horn is always dressed in a way. She's always covering herself. Always. Say what you want. Always. She has. That's what Yah wants to assembly. We cover ourselves in the Siddiqah of Yeshua. He knows how to strip us and make us bare. He knows how to strip us and he can see our undergarments. He said, Yah knows all those that hate him. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. And that's what he's going to do to those that hate him. They're going to be like a fiery oven, a fiery, an asha, a fire that is unconsuming. They're going to be like a fiery oven. Boy, it's all right if it's a fire. But if you have a fire in the oven, that's a different ballgame. They're going to be like a fiery oven in his anger. And Yahweh shall swallow them up in his wrath. And the fire shall destroy them, that there is no residue left of them. He's going to destroy his enemies. Their fruit, listen now, their children, you that love the world. That's why I say, because you're friends of the world, I won't even mess. Don't even mess with you. I'm not going to mess with your sons and your daughters. He says, look, their fruit. Well, what is your fruit? Your offspring. That which comes out of you. Their fruit shall be abad, shall be destroyed. You say, I'm going to destroy them from the earth. Well, Pastor Robert, no, my friend. And their zirach, the seed, from among the children of men. He's going to destroy the seed because you shone. You're an enemy of Yah because you love the world. You love Shaitan. You love the things of Shaitan. Hear what I say. Wake up, you that are drunkard. For they intended, listen now, the enemies, he said, for they intended evil against Yahweh, against you, and they imagined mischief. I said to Deacon Horn, I said, you know, an effeminate man, it is a man of mischief. It's a man of evil works. What is that? A man that has no governing of the Torah of Yah, he despises it. He despises it. Oh, I was sitting there when he walked. Then I was looking at a few scriptures. No, I wasn't studying. It was just something on my mind. And when things like that get on my mind, I want to kind of get a little understanding. That's it. And he walks in the house. And I began to discuss that because that's the way I am. You walk in and I'm doing something, I discuss it with you. I hold nothing from the people of Yah. Because the more you know, the more I will learn. He says they imagine mischievous plans which they are not able, Yakul, they're not able, they can't even perform it. They can't even do what they imagine in their mind. He says, therefore, shall you make them turn their back? They're turning their backs. You'll make them turn their back when you shall make ready your arrow upon your string against the face of them. He's making this arrow ready upon the strings of death for the enemies of Yah. Be exalted. Be room. Room. Be exalted, Yahweh, in your own strength. So will we sing and praise your power. Be exalted, Yah, in your own strength. I'm going to sing praises to the power of Yah. What is his strength? The power of his Torah, the power of his imat, his words. That's his strength. So I will sing praises. What do you mean, preacher? I will come in here and just sing what scripture says. To be a friend of the world, to have an intimacy, a compassion with the world. You're an enemy of Yah. And he has made ready his strings, his arrow upon his strings. And we shall burn as an oven that is fierce of the Esher, the great fire, and that is the supernatural fire of Yah. For we have rejected him. So hear Israel, and not only hear, obey. Not only a hearer, but a doer. May Yah barak you all, may it strengthen you, Israel. May Yah cause the light of Yeshua to shine upon the Bayats, the house of Israel. May we rejoice and delight in the strength of Yeshua HaMashiach, the promise for Israel, that we may live and in him we may have life. Haya. Barak you all, may the Esha, the blessings of his happiness of Shalom, the songs, the Shia, the songs of great delight, the Shia, of great delight, the Shia, of great delight flow from Israel, that we delight in the abundance of his blessings. Shalom to you that are listening, brother. We have live stream. Let us hear from you all. Bless you. Bless you all, people of Yah. Be encouraged. I am. It is the power of truth that makes us free. We need truth. You don't want me to be a liar, do you? Just say, tell me the truth, preacher. Hallelujah. There are times my wife says, how does it look? I say, you look a mess. Take it off. Pastor Rob said, you look tacky. Take that off. Well, Pastor, I said, what can I wear but a black suit, brown suit, okay, come on. I'm not wearing a pink suit or peach suit. I ain't going that way. Nah, I ain't going that way. Give me a black, brown, green. I go that way. I'm not wearing no pink shoes. First pair of white shoes I had, those that I got, that's the first pair I ever had. And I only wore them two or three times. That just ain't me. Brown. And I don't even like black shoes. Got a pair. Because I need a pair. Hallelujah. So let us rest in Yeshua. Let us delight in the promises of Yah. And told her, Yah. We got a man that's forthright and honest enough with you to tell us the truth or what it's going to take to enter the kingdom. Don't tell me lies. So we're thinking about a friend. They will show themselves friendly. They're precious. And even though they may say things, those men were precious to sit there with Eob and the whole ordeal he was in. They were true reah. They were friends. They were friends. Say what you want. They were friends. We don't want a true friend will tell you the truth. Just be honest with you. Hallelujah. Not you just talking on your silly mind, brothers and sisters. Your sisters are willing to just talking your silly mind. You think you're silly mind because you can respond because you can talk. That doesn't show a strength. It shows a putrefied weakness. Wise man, they hear. They just say, wise man, when you're wise, daughter, you're just quiet. Hallelujah. I tell my wife, ain't nothing you got to say. You just listen to me. Nothing she has to say. She listens to me. Don't talk. You say, yes, sir. Okay. Because when she does that, it turns away. If I'm angry, it turns that away. Hallelujah. Makes me want to love her. Sure it does. Don't answer me smart. Don't even answer me smart. She knows better than that. Don't even answer me that way. Answer me right. You can't answer me, don't say nothing. Because once it's over with mom, it's over with me. What I say, that's it. You think mother, I'm going to give her a charge that's unbearable she cannot do? No. I will not do that. Has Yah put anything on us that we cannot bear? Nothing. So I would be a coward of a man. Sure I would. I'd be a coward. I'd be a coward. She can't do what I do. Not even the physical or the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Well, she can ride the coattail and get great advantages. Hallelujah. Time out for the silliness. Among us as men, your daughters of Zion too, your laughter, your folly, can get nothing done. Hallelujah. Time out for them. It's the time to laugh. It's time to be quiet too. Hallelujah. Come on, you all, let's sing. You that are listening, Yabarak, you all. Pastor Robert, he's uncouth. He has no mannerism, but that's all right. Just hear the word of Yah and receive it. Hallelujah. May the blessings of Yah fall upon Israel. May fill you, live with great fatness in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Things we do, Barak, you our Abba. We talk to you, for Yahshua again. We Barak you for all things. We delight in this day. We told you for all correction. We need your correction, Yah. For we know that we're sons when you correct us. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.